Welcome to the From the Field broadcast. It is my hope and prayer that God will use this message to touch your heart. Thank you for listening. May God bless.
I want you to watch this now. Jacob has just met with God. God has said, "Your name's Israel." In other words, he's reminding him of the change that God has made, and the covenant, and the promises, and everything that was at his disposal, that Abraham had, that Isaac had, is now all his. And the Bible says, and Jacob journeyed toward Ephrath, which is Bethlehem. And he begins to make his way. He leaves Bethel, and the Bible says that they're journeying toward Ephrath, which is Bethlehem. And as they make their way, Jacob is leading the way. The Bible says they get a little ways from Ephrath. And Rachel is in travail. And she's in the back of the wagon. It's a dusty trail. It's a rocky trail. It's a hard journey. And during the rough journey, she begins to be in labor and in travail. And in the birthing of Benoni, or who's saying to Benjamin, is their son. And in this labor process, she dies. And there Jacob, he's heartbroken, buries his wife, puts up a pillar, a grave, a big stone, a big grave marker, still there. And then the Bible says, and Israel journeys on before the towers of Edar. I want you to watch now. Jacob never made it to Ephrath, which is Bethlehem. He never made it. He didn't go the distance. He couldn't get there. And Jacob was the one leading the way. I'm amazed now. I'm amazed because about a couple thousand years later, there's another couple, and they're making the same journey, coming on the same patriarchal highway, going to Bethlehem. And this couple, she's also due with child. His name's Joseph, and her name's Mary. And they're carrying in the womb God incarnate. And they get to where Joseph, when they get to where Joseph and Mary get to where they see that pillar, that marker where Rachel was buried, they get there and they see where Jacob could not go. They see where Jacob could not make up the distance. They get there and see where Jacob, he failed. He never reached his mark. He never met the goal. And Jesus, in the womb of Mary, was able to walk right on past where Jacob failed, where he could not go, where he had no power to get there. Jesus made it all the way. Amen. And I want to remind you, if you're walking in the flesh of your Jacob, you'll never get there. You're going to fail along the way.
Amen.
But if you'll walk in the power of Israel, which is the power of the Holy Spirit of God, my friend, you will get to where God wants you to be. And in this case, God is wanting to reunite, restore a broken family, a broken relationship between two brothers. You remember that the Word of God said when Jacob had tricked his father in getting the blessing, that Esau said in his heart, "The days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob." And he was so readily able to go in and slay his brother. Now Jacob flees and goes over to the land of where Laban's at, and he spends 20 years away. Yeah. Now it's amazing to me that you would think Isaac is already dead by now. But the Bible says in the latter part of Genesis 35, "And Isaac gave up the ghost and died, and was gathered to his people, being old and full of days. And his sons, Esau and Jacob, buried him." Ain't that amazing? Not only is Jesus well capable and well able of filling up the distance, going all the way, You and in yourself can never fulfill the law of God. Trying to fulfill every jot and tittle, we're going to fall and falter along the way. But if we'll walk in the Spirit of God and letting Christ fulfill the law in us and through us, who has pleased the Father in every area, He's the only one who has ever walked this earth in a perfect state. That is fulfilled the law in every area, every aspect, every jot and every tittle. And so Christ is there, one fulfill the law inside of you. And the Bible is clear over in Galatians chapter 2 and in verse number 20. There's a very remarkable verse. It says this, "For I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me." So if you see Andrew doing anything good, it's not because of my own strength or my own power. It's because of the One who lives on the inside. The name of Jesus Christ, high, holy, and lifted up. And by the indwelling power of His Spirit, and walking in His fullness and following His Spirit, God can go the distance in your life. He'll conquer every stronghold, every besetting sin. There's power and power to spare till you can be walking in complete victory over sin. What a blessing that is. Well, preacher, I got an issue, a family issue. Aren't you glad God is well able to handle that too?
Yeah.
You in your flesh trying to handle a family matter as you're going to booger things up. But I can appreciate the good grace of God. When Jacob stopped trying and started trusting, it was Israel leading the way, the spirit man, the one God had a covenant with. And when Israel went the way, he went down before the towers of Edar, down to where Esau was. No longer did he have fear that Esau was going to kill him. No longer did he have fear. He trusted in God, that God would give him the land, that God would give him a family, that God would bless his home and give him sons and daughters and all this. And in that follow, in that obedience unto God, Israel is able to go and reunite with his brother, where they're both able to bury their father. Is that a blessing tonight? Some of the most difficult problems we have are family problems.
Yeah.
Can I tell you tonight, who I'm talking to, but can I tell you tonight, God wants to fix your family problem.
Yeah.
Put it all back together again.
Yes, sir.
Is that a blessing?
Amen.
Well, let's go back over here to our old buddy over in John 11, where Lazarus is. He's the God of the present. The present help in time of need. Power over sin. Victory. Present help. Present power. Jesus' heart broke over the situation. They don't believe He's got the power. And He says, "Where have you laid Him?" He commands again, "Take away the stone." And he said, if you'll just believe, you'll see the glory of God. They took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up His eyes and said, "Father, I thank Thee, Thou hast heard me." He goes on and speaks with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with his grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, "Loose him and let him go." It's amazing right here.
Yes, sir.
Jesus speaks, "Lazarus, come forth." He who was dead is awakened. He who was dead, stone cold, 4 days, is now breathing life. He comes out of that tomb, and Jesus says to them, "Take away his grave clothes." remove the napkin from his face. Isn't it amazing when we see the Lord call somebody forth out of the death of their trespass and sins?
Yes, sir.
That's what Paul said in Ephesians 2. So know you not that we were all dead in our trespass and sins? God called somebody forth into life.
Yes, amen.
And experience the resurrection power of God. Saved. Born again.
Yeah.
It's amazing how that quickly, how that folks want to put grave clothes back on.
That's right.
Amen.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, sir.
How quickly all of a sudden there's all these rules now. There's all these things you got to do, and you can't do this, and you got to do that, and all this, and they get saved on Sunday morning, and they trying to get back in Sunday night, all bound up. Jesus said to them, take his grave clothes off. I'm glad when we're free in Christ, we're free indeed.
Amen.
Free. He come to set us free.
Hallelujah.
Come to set the captive free. Come to reclaim the backslid, making up the distance. Come to save the sinner. Paul said, he said to told Timothy there in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 18. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. Christ Jesus came in order to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Christ comes to save sinners. The Bible tells us as he is making up the distance here to Lazarus in the understanding of the working grace of God in the heart of a sinner. I want you to notice that God is constantly making up the distance. As we believe in Christ and as he indwells us, there's constantly, even with our failures in our flesh, not making it to Bethlehem, he makes up the distance. And even in this amazing story of Luke chapter 15 of the prodigal son, the Bible says in verse 17, and he came, and when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. So this prodigal son has wasted everything. He's gone out and spent all of his father's inheritance, all of his money, partying, riotous living. Thought he had friends. They was just after his money. They wasn't true friends. They was just using him and abusing him. He found himself doing something he never thought he'd ever do, being a Jew, living with pigs and feeding swine and hogs. And there he comes to himself.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure.
As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. I hope it's been a help and a blessing to you. Please send all correspondence to Brother Andrew at P.O. Box 43, Hayesville, North Carolina, 28904. Thank you for making our ministry a matter of continued prayer.
Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know. His words have